headed toward Georgia. There was a broken down truck on the ramp to Georgia Avenue, kind of crowding that ramp. Outer loop delays are after Old Georgetown Road and on the spur, headed all the way across the American Legion Bridge toward Georgetown Pike, where work may be setting up, taking a lane. Looks like we also have work on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 198 and 197. With just the left lane getting you by, so delays before 198. Also, watch out for the delays on westbound 50 near 704. The crash is on the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway with the right lane getting you by. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Tracking a cold front moving through the area, so expect clearing skies through the morning hours. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. And behind that weather front, it'll be breezy. Northwesterly winds between 5 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon. High temperatures between 70 and 75 degrees. Skies will be partly cloudy this evening and overnight. Cooler out the door tomorrow with lows between 45 and 50. Tomorrow, much cooler than average. We'll see partly sunny skies and a high of 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Pretty nice already. 65 in Alexandria, 63 in Columbia, 67 in Penn Quarter.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up.
Now, this county is trying to keep young people out of trouble. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Overall, crime is down in Prince George's this year. So why is violent crime up? I'm John Doman.
Canceled and refunded. Why local basketball fans are confused and frustrated. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Just how bad is the air we breathe in the DMV? I'm Sandra Jones.
10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A highly contentious issue has protesters lined up outside the Supreme Court. Justices are set to hear arguments about an abortion case in Idaho that could impact states across the country that have enacted bans since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
The Biden administration argues that hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies. Idaho says otherwise.
Idaho is saying its laws take precedent.
CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson says it will be up to the court to decide if there can be exceptions.
The conflict is between Idaho's law and a federal law called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act that requires hospitals who receive Medicare funding to actually provide necessary stabilizing treatment to pregnant women in cases of emergency.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Transportation Department has announced new rules intended to benefit airline passengers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
You can get a refund for a canceled flight, a cash refund, not a voucher for future travel. And if you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a cash refund if you choose not to fly.
Boeing is reporting first quarter losses of $355 million as it slows down manufacturing to focus on fixes after fallout from the door panel that blew off on an Alaska Airlines flight in January. UPenn transportation professor Megan Ryerson.
If they don't ramp up production, they're leaving so much money on the table. And that pressure had really created this. I would say really sort of fueled this. We need to continue to produce.
School meals are about to get healthier. The Agriculture Department is setting new standards that'll cut down on added sugars in things like chocolate milk, yogurt, and cereal, and trim sodium in other foods. Less than 2 weeks ago, Lisa Pisano of New Jersey became the first woman and the second living human to receive a kidney transplant from a pig. She tells CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
I couldn't go up the stairs. I couldn't drive. I couldn't play with my grandkids. So when this opportunity came to me, I said, I'm taking it.
She was close to death after suffering from two cardiac arrests. A retired football star may be getting his Heisman Trophy back.
What a beautiful play by Reggie Bush.
ESPN is reporting the Heisman Trust is about to announce Bush will have his 2005 prize reinstated. He was forced to forfeit it in 2010 after the NCAA sanctioned USC for awarding the team's star player and his family improper benefits. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 10:03 on WTOP. Welcome to Wednesday, April 24. 63 now as we head into the 70s again. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A new targeted curfew in Prince George's County is moving forward at the county council. This follows last weekend's teen melee at National Harbor. We get new details this morning from WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
The Prince George's County Police Chief would be able to designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of nearby retail and commercial property owners. Once those zones are established, teens 17 and under won't be allowed there between the hours of 11:59 on Friday and Saturday nights until 5 o'clock the next morning. The curfew will begin at 10 o'clock on other nights. Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey tells WTOP the county can't let young people drive away businesses, and parents of a teen out past curfew will face a fine of $50 for a first offense.
They need to keep a close eye on their kids these days, especially to make sure that they know where they are.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Meantime, while violent crime is down in a lot of places, that is not the case in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman takes a look at that.
Overall crime is down 13% in Prince George's, but violent crime is up 11% so far this year. Murders are up a bit, 29 in total so far.
10 of the 29 that you're looking at were domestic violence related.
But Police Chief Malik Aziz told the county council the big driver of the increase in violent crime is something else.
Assaults and domestic violence, they take a large part and they fall into the violent crime category. But those, a lot of them are very simple assaults. Again, there's fights, pushes, there, threats.
As for nonviolent crime, that's down almost 20% so far this year. John Dome in WTOP News.
It is one of the hottest tickets in town to see basketball standout Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Washington Mystics in June. Now, that game was moved from the Entertainment and Sports Arena to the much larger Capital One Arena because of unprecedented demand. As WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports, tickets have been canceled because of the venue change.
The Washington Mystics clarified the situation on X. Fans who use Ticketmaster for the original game do have tickets. The company had to cancel orders and refund the money, but seats are being held for them at the new venue and expect an email with instructions by Friday. 7 News reports fans who got their tickets off a third-party ticket merchant cannot transfer their tickets, like Bethesda resident Candace Charlton, who used StubHub.
A lot of frustration. They know I had a ticket, so I just felt like with a little bit more foresight, they could have figured this out.
Tickets to the game sold out in record time yesterday, but the Mystics plan on offering a second release of tickets, which they'll announce next week. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Our region's air quality is apparently among the worst in the nation. WTOP's Sandra Jones has the results of a new report from the American Lung Association.
The DMV gets an F grade when it comes to the quality of air we breathe every day.
We are better than we were last year. What we recognize is that there is more attention to lung health than there ever has been, especially after COVID.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association says the report is based on the amount of clean air days compared to the level of exposure to particle pollution and unhealthy ozone pollution. He also believes those Canadian wildfires that spread into the DMV may have played a role. His advice for those affected by pollution?
You kind of enhance the use of masks just when you're going outside on some of those days where it's worse. If someone does feel as though their underlying emphysema or asthma is getting worse, contact your physician early.
Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP, coming up in Money News.
A Spanish fashion house sets its sights on D.C. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather on the way in 30 seconds.
Are you thinking of getting a new vehicle in 2024? Donate your old car or truck to Melwood. Donating your vehicle will provide support for programs that make a direct impact on your community. Melwood empowers people with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. area with the training, skills, and opportunities to find meaningful and inclusive work. Donating is free, fast, and easy. Call today to have it picked up tomorrow. Just call 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather. On the 8s, we have Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Oh, thanks, Mark. In Virginia, on the interloop after I-66, as you head toward Route 7 Leesburg Pike, you had one broken down in the center lane and then one also on the right shoulder, drawing some attention. Now, the one that was in the right center lane being moved over to the right shoulder on the interloop after I-66, headed toward Route 7 and Leesburg Pike. Otherwise, on the outer loop, between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone setting up right now. Eastbound 66 headed toward the Beltway. This is before Route 50 in Fairfax. The two left lanes are blocked in the main lanes, and the right express lane is also blocked. That's for the crash scene there. If you're traveling in Bristow, was Bristow Road at Old Church Road, you were under police direction for that crash. I-95 southbound between Triangle and Quantico. That tractor-trailer is cleared to the right shoulder. All your travel lanes are open, but still some delays remain, leaving Dale City headed down toward Triangle. Northbound I-95 is in great shape as you head toward the Springfield Interchange. No problems on 395, just brief delays passing Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling on the GW Parkway southbound in the work zone, got some delays, leaving Turkey Run headed toward 123, but travel lanes are reported to be open and available. The interloop. As you make your way toward Georgia Avenue, it was supposed to be on the ramp to Georgia Avenue, the broken down tractor trailer crowding that ramp, so watch out for that. Delays on the interloop stretch back to Old Georgetown Road. Still southbound on the BW Parkway between 198 and 197. A single left lane gets you by the work zone. In the district, southbound DC 295 coming past East Capitol Street, headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue, may only have a single lane getting you by the work there. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast on this Wednesday with Eileen Whalen.
Tracking some big temperature changes over the next several days, so get ready for the roller coaster ride. This afternoon, highs between 70 to 75 degrees with a northwesterly wind gusting up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon. That northwest wind is going to usher in a cooler air mass. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows between 45 and 50. Tomorrow, highs only in the upper 50s to low 60s with partly sunny skies and a chance for maybe some patchy frost early Friday morning, but highs are going to be in the 80s starting Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
63 is our temperature right now in Northwest Washington. Partly cloudy skies brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's hear from Jeff Claybaugh.
Mortgage rates have risen for 3 straight weeks now, pushing the average 30-year fix over 7% again, the highest since last November. It may be starting to spook buyers again. Applications for a mortgage to buy a home are 15% lower than last spring. The standoff between Starbucks and Workers United, the union that wants to represent Starbucks workers, is thawing. The two will resume bargaining talks after a 2-year stalemate. Workers at 420 Starbucks have already voted to unionize, including close to a dozen in the D.C. area. Spanish women's fashion retailer Mango is targeting D.C. for part of its U.S. expansion. Mango just opened a women's clothing store at Montgomery Mall, with others planned for Tysons Corner Center, Pentagon City, and Penn Quarter. The Dow is up, but just 6 points. The S&P 500 is up 12. The NASDAQ is up 108 points. That's a little more than 0.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today.
Just ahead, internal drama at a major charity that's based in our area. It's 10:12.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Up ahead, we're hearing about some flooding challenges for drivers in the Annapolis area. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
New Jersey's got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Wows on the slopes, on the waves, and on the stage. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
Right now at 7-Eleven, get a large hot coffee and a donut for only $2 with 7 rewards. Coffee and donuts need each other. So get a large hot coffee and a donut for only $2 with 7 rewards. Only at 7-Eleven. Valid through 4/30/24. Participating stores only. Plus tax. Excludes iced coffee. See app for full terms.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
10:15, thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. A former chief marketing officer at Alexandria-based United Way Worldwide plans to file a $12 million lawsuit against that charity. WTOP has learned from sources familiar with the suit that Lisa Bowman will claim she was harassed in a hostile work environment by a male colleague repeatedly making inappropriate comments about her looks and the clothing she wore. Bowman says when she reported the incidents to HR, she was retaliated against and eventually fired. CEO Brian Gallagher stepped down from United Way in 2021 after allegations of harassment and negligence were reported within the organization. WTOP is seeking comment now from the United Way. Do you ever use toll roads? If so, our Mike Murillo says both Virginia and the FBI say there's a new scam you need to be aware of.
The scheme doesn't use emails like a phishing scam. Instead, it uses text messaging. The scam is known as smishing, and the latest one involves text telling you you have unpaid tolls, and without clicking on a link, you risk paying a big late charge.
That link usually sends you to a bad place where if you provide information, it's going to be a bad outcome.
David Cottle heads up tolling operation for Virginia's Department of Transportation, and he says with toll operators in the state, they will send you text messages, but they won't ask you to click on a link.
And we basically say, hey, your account's running low.
The FBI has received more than 2,000 reports of the scam in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
It doesn't seem to be hitting Virginia residents yet, but we're trying to get in front of it just to create that awareness so, you know, they're not caught off guard.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can see an example of the scam text and find out where to check a toll bill in Virginia at WTOP.com. An embattled former congressman who was expelled from the House and is still facing federal charges is now ending his new campaign to return to Capitol Hill. George Santos had represented New York's 3rd congressional district as a Republican from Long Island. He now says he is dropping his long-shot bid to return to Congress as an independent, challenging incumbent Republican Nick LaLota. In an announcement on X, Santos says his campaign would all but guarantee that a Democrat would have taken the seat in November. The Republican was expelled from the House in December while facing a slew of federal fraud charges. He also admitted to lying about or embellishing his resume and his background. Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. A melee at National Harbor over the weekend has spurred some emergency legislation under consideration by the Prince George's County Council. Some confusion for people who bought a hot ticket in town. Those tickets have been canceled. We're getting reaction to the Senate's late-night approval of a massive foreign aid bill that will help several countries, including Ukraine. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 10:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
In a loop in Montgomery County, on the ramp to Georgia Avenue, we had the broken down tractor trailer. We believe it's actually cleared, but still some delays. Back on the inner loop, leaving 355, headed toward Georgia Avenue. Out of loop slows, leaving Old Georgetown Road and coming off the southbound 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge. The work in Virginia on the outer loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, still blocking the right lane there. Good news for you, eastbound 66 delay still leaving 50 in Fairfax leaving the Fairfax County Parkway headed toward Route 50. That's where the crash is now cleared in the express and the main lanes. Your travel lanes are open, but of course delays remain there. The front of the line is moving and the back of the line is slow. If you're traveling on I-95 southbound as you head past Dale City, exit 156, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Northbound I-95 is in good shape, leaving Dale City, headed toward the Springfield Interchange with the travel lanes open. On to I-395 northbound, which looks pretty good once you get up to Boundary Channel Drive and crossing the 14th Street Bridge into the district toward Main Avenue. If you're traveling inbound on New York Avenue toward Bladensburg Road, may have a right lane blocked as a result of the work zone. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side may be blocked today for that work. Southbound DC 295 with delays, leaving Burroughs Avenue headed down toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. You may have the work zone beyond Pennsylvania Avenue, only single lane getting by there. BW Parkway southbound between 198 and 197, just the left lane getting you by the work. Westbound 50 ramp to the inner loop, that crash was blocking the right lane of 2. We understand that may now be cleared as well. If you're traveling on Pennsylvania Avenue southbound, leaving the Beltway headed down toward Dower House Road, a single left lane gets you by the work. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen has the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
After some early morning clouds and sprinkles, we're going to be in for a nice April day with a mix of clouds and sun and high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. Heading into the evening hours, we'll be dry. If you're heading down to Nationals Park, temperatures will be in the 60s. We fall into the 40s overnight with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs, though, only around 60 degrees. We could have some patchy frost Friday morning with lows in the upper 30s in our suburbs. Friday, a high of 66. We're in the 60s again Saturday with cloud cover, sunnier and warmer starting Sunday, 82, and we're in the upper 80s heading into early next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
63 degrees in Northwest Washington. It is 66 in Silver Spring. At Fort Belvoir, 68 degrees. Heading back into the 70s this afternoon. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Just ahead.
Right now, it's salvage and recovery, but what about the future of the Key Bridge in Baltimore? I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 1022.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are 3 or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 10:23. Several roadways in downtown Annapolis are shut down today, and some businesses are closed. It's all due to flooding. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood warning. It's in effect for another 40 minutes or so. Barricades have been set up. Drivers have been advised not to drive through any standing water there. The Office of Emergency Management says Dock and Newman Streets have been shut down, as well as parts of Compromise Street. They're also monitoring other areas for high water in Annapolis. Pledges to rebuild after the Baltimore Bridge collapse have come from the governor all the way up to the president. In a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan talks to the man in charge of the Port of Baltimore about progress from his vantage point.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, says it's not just about how the new Key Bridge would look, but how it would function, including taking into account the size of the ships that come into the Port of Baltimore. The original Key Bridge was built long before the massive container ships of today became standard.
Department of Transportation right now is working on what that ultimately means. Is it a width issue? Is it a height issue? But ultimately, all of that plays into a cost issue as well. If you go higher and the spans begin to move out a little bit, what are the environmental considerations and what are the cost considerations associated with that?
Tuesday, Governor Wes Moore said in a news conference that the state will move aggressively, but that there are no details yet on what the design will look like. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.